A car subscription service focused on sustainability. That's our Textination. Joining us from Finn is CEO and co-founder Max Joseph Meyer. Hi, Max.
Hi, Fred.
And you're talking to us from Munich, which is where one of your two headquarters is, the other being in New York. So let's begin with the story of Finn. The idea of a car subscriptions has been around, I guess, for some time. So why Finn?
Yeah, so I think the best way to explain it is along with what I've done before, actually. So I sold my first tech startup, so to say, which I started in 2008. It's called Stylite, a search engine for fashion, actually. I sold it in 2016 and became an angel investor after that. But actually, I was really looking forward to starting something new, ideally in the field of e-commerce. I wanted to build something that can truly define a category, truly offer value to customer. Customers can become large, meaningful, impactful, all these things. And then I looked around and came across the concept of car subscriptions, which has been around for years, actually. So there was a company in the US obviously starting it, pioneering it. But no one really has figured out how it worked. I thought it, hey, it's such a cool thing for customers, and also from a business point of view. Cars is the largest retail market in the world, so there are 500 million cars in Europe and US, but still 1% only when it comes to the e-commerce penetration, right? So only 1% of all transactions is done online. And so I thought it's a huge opportunity from both a consumer and a business point of view. And so that's when we started Finn in 2019.
And where is Finn available today?
So we offer our car subscriptions in our home market, Germany. So that's where we started. And since the beginning of the year, also in the US. So currently we are operating in four states in the Northeast of the US. But soon we will also expand our service to many more states in the US.
Now, that's interesting. So you looked at this car subscription model and when you took a look at it, what was the opening you saw? What hadn't other companies seen or been doing right?
So maybe quickly about how what are our car subscription actually are. So what you can do with Finn, so you go on our website, you can book your car subscription within a few minutes. So it really looks and feels like an e-commerce, like an Amazon for car subscription. So it's really super easy. You can book it in a few minutes and then we deliver the car to your doorsteps within a few days or maybe weeks. And you can drive the car and you pay one monthly rate. And in that rate, everything is included but fuel. So it's including insurance and maintenance and delivery. And so really everything. And I think one of the things maybe we tried out and we found users really, really like, next to all the convenience and flexibility, is still an affordable price. So there were other players actually were really focusing on a monthly flexibility and the flexibility to swap the car during the subscription term and here and this and that. But that all increased the price heavily. And we really, I think, with our car subscriptions, we offer tremendous value and also really value for money.
So that consumer experience that you're talking about is one of the real key things here, because I've stepped through this, the consumer experience, I've been taking a look at your service for the last week or so, or maybe 2 weeks or so. And I'm looking at one of the vehicles now, a Model 3, and it's been terrific, the whole experience so far. So tell us, these are new vehicles that you're providing to consumers all the time, or how does it work?
Exactly. So most of the time, it's a new vehicle. And all of the time, it's almost a new vehicle. So how the model works is that we purchase vehicles in very large volumes. So in total, we target 25,000 vehicles by the end of the year. Really in very, very big volumes. We also pre-order all our vehicles up to 12 months in advance. And typically a new or almost new car will be then delivered to our customers.
And the inventory that you have, people can browse that through your app or online on the web. And that's going to vary depending on how difficult it is for you to get the vehicles that you want, I guess.
Well, of course. So it's definitely not the easiest time to get a car. It's pretty much the hardest time probably in the past 20 years. In our case, so all the vehicles we kind of receiving and now and are able to offer our customers, we already have pre-ordered like 3, 6, even 12 months ago. So this helped us to navigate through this supply crisis, is really to plan ahead and think ahead and then pre-order many months ahead.
Well, what kind of customer is this right for when you compare the subscription with purchasing or leasing a vehicle?
So we have like a clear core target group, and this core target group be it's families, it's young families in their 30s and 40s. We typically describe them as former hipsters living in, for example, East Village, and now kind of growing up in their 30s, but now moving out, for example, to New Jersey, and then raising a family and finding out that they need they need a house, they need a car. But these target group millennials now, they are so used to purchase everything online, they really seek for an online alternative. And so then they find they find out about Finn, and they're really intrigued by the convenience and ease of use and flexibility of it.
And the economics of it, when people do the comparisons, how does that typically work out? What do you hear back from people?
So typically we are never the cheapest option. So that's for sure. So if you really, or when you like really look for like compare many deals at many dealers, I think you will be able to find always a cheaper option. But that's not our goal. So definitely that's not our goal. But we want to really offer an attractive value for money. So we are I think really all things considered, also especially when you consider that within our rate, insurance is included, maintenance, there's like no deposit, everything is really included, but fuel. I think it's a very attractive package, and we see it in our numbers. So since the beginning, demand truly never has been our constraint, but more like getting enough cars.
And on the flip side, from the consumer view, what do you say to your investors about how you're able to make money?
So in the end, there are two key enablers to our business model. So the first thing is truly volume. So everything we do, we do in pretty large volumes. So 25,000 cars, that enables us to also, purchase everything we purchase for a good price. So this is, of course, includes cars, but it also includes insurance. It also includes repair hours. And repair hours, for example, are the biggest part of your insurance bill. And we really negotiate all of these bigger and smaller pieces relentlessly to offer our customers a great price, and at the same time, also earn a healthy profit from it.
And if for your consumers, if something were to happen to the vehicle, an accident, for instance, while they have it, the insurance company, the insurance would take care of providing like a loaner or a rental in the interim. Is that how it would work? Or does Finn step in?
So in the end, we are like, that's also one of the cool things about Finn. So you will always have like one kind of like 24/7 hotline. So you don't need to think about like, do I go to the insurance or the dealer? Like who do I call? So in our case, it's always us. And we help you with everything. So sometimes the insurance is behind it. Sometimes one of our partners is behind it. But yes, we absolutely keep our users always on the road.
And you mentioned the supply chain issues. How difficult is it today to get the cars that you want, the cars that are in most demand? We mentioned the Tesla Model 3. Everybody has a hard time getting a Tesla, I guess, today. And there are others and many more EVs coming to market. And I know sustainability is a big part of your business model, right?
Absolutely. So the core purpose of our company is to make mobility fun and sustainable. So make it fun by really offering that super convenient user experience, but we also want to make it more sustainable. And we do it in two ways. So the first way is that we focus a lot on fully electric cars. So 30% of our fleet is fully electric, which is obviously much, much more than the average. And also secondly, what we do is we compensate all the CO2 emissions to allow our users to drive all cars CO2 neutral. Talking about like supply, of course. So it is really, really hard. And that's also the reason why we also sometimes sell out of certain vehicles. So we work together with a broad range of brands. And sometimes, yes, it can happen that we sell out of vehicles. For example, like right now, so you mentioned the Tesla Model 3. Currently, you will not find that on our website in the US because it's sold out. It will come back, but currently it's sold out, actually.
And perhaps other models too, I assume. And what about other vehicles and car makers? You mentioned you work with a variety of them. What can we expect to see you in terms of the choices that you're offering consumers?
So, if you look at our website in Germany, you will see that we're there. We are already working together or have like, I think, 15, maybe like 20 brands live. So really many, many brands. So it really ranges Germany, for example, from Audi, BMW to Volkswagen, Tesla, Range Rover, which I think is a pretty cool brand, but also newer brands, for example, such as Polestar, which is a fully electric car brand you certainly know, and others. So we aim to offer like a really, really broad mix of kind of really like the most famous brands you know, like Ford and so on, but also really newcomers. And there are many like new brands are coming to the market like the first time in decades, mostly due to the fully electric cars. We also partner with these brands and make it accessible for customers out there.
And what have you learned about consumers and consumer behavior so far? You're getting these cars back after 6 months or a year. What have you learned?
So initially, when we spoke to insurances, like in Germany, for example, they were super skeptical. They were saying, well, in the end, it's only like a rental and like, you know, don't be gentle, it's a rental and they will treat your cars pretty badly. And our argument actually was, we don't think so, because it's kind of like we hand over the keys to one customer over the period of 6 or 12 months, and then we get it back from that very customer. So it's kind of like the loop is so to say it's closed, and people know it's kind of like they treat it like their own car. And so you don't want to drive around in a car which has so the people treat it pretty much like the damage rate, so to say, is very similar to how people treat their own car.
And when you take a look at the future here, tell me what the plans are. You mentioned expanding into other states. Is that going to be this year?
Absolutely. So there are a few other states currently on our plate for this year. Certainly more states in the Northeast, but we are also preparing our launch in other larger states. And one of it definitely will be California. Stay tuned. But that's one part of it. Yeah, that's really just really execution. But in the end, for us as a company, we are really like laser focused on car subscriptions. So that's really what we as a company, we wake up with that with car subscriptions in mind, and we go to bed with car subscriptions in mind. So that's what we do. And we will not deviate from that. So we truly aim to offer as many customers our service as possible, because so far customers are really, really happy and the feedback's great.
And you've found that the two offerings, a six-month period or a 1-year period, that's worked well, or is that what you're going to be sticking with?
Very good question. So in Germany, you're also offering 1 month options, and we will also offer this this option in the US. Later at a later point in time in, this year, maybe also longer options in the future. But kind of like this is our core. So it's 1, 6, or 12 months. I think we that is really also the core of our brand. Is really like also flexibility, and so this that will be also our focus over time.
What, before we let you go, what has surprised you from the time that you decided to jump off the cliff and go with this concept? What has surprised you in terms of the hurdles or maybe how easy things have been? I doubt that's the case.
You know, nothing's easy. When you look up, for example, our LinkedIn page, like everything looks always like perfectly well and super shiny and easy. And yeah, well, your reality is much different. So reality, it's a roller coaster. So I always describe Finn as a chain of very large chicken egg problems. So you need to close all these OEM partnerships with corporations that have hundreds of thousands of people. Like that's really, really not easy. You need to raise. So we raised till date 700 million in fleet financing. From very large bank institutions, which also is really, really hard to do, especially when you're a startup that is not profitable yet. You need to build all the technology. So yeah, there are a few things that are really, really hard. And I'm glad that I did not know all of these challenges before I started Finn, because maybe, I don't know, otherwise maybe I would have given it a second thought. But it's also, we have a fantastic team. It's a lot of fun. They're really, really ambitious. And so, it's mostly fun, but also a lot of work.
And that's another challenge too, is getting the right people on board, right? It's a tough environment for that.
It is, of course. I think we are, but still offering a very compelling proposition. So it's a cool product. It's a cool team. We are quite flexible, like working on site or also from home. So that also helps. I think we're doing fine there so far.
Terrific. Well, the website is finn.auto. Max Meyer, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.